values, and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show, KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's get you caught up on the biggest headlines of the day. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
During a press conference yesterday, Gilbert Police Chief Michael Solberg announced that the Gilbert Goons have been classified as a criminal street gang, although he explains that this new designation does not bring any new charges.
In this case, as you mentioned, we are unable to charge these individuals that are in both of these gangs with additional charges of participating or assisting in a criminal street gang.
Will the designation as a gang help bring justice to the victims?
I don't know. I'm very confused by this press conference. I am confused by this designation. They're a gang, but they're not really a gang. They're a hybrid gang. And what's the difference between a hybrid gang and a real gang? And on top of all of that, we're going to not raise any charges. We don't know about the future. We're going to talk to the county attorney about this, and we're going to talk to her at 11:35 because I'm confused as many people are. Is this going to help her office, and will it help bring justice? She'll be better able to answer that than me.
The Arizona State University Liberated Zone Group hosted a press conference yesterday and discussed the, quote, punitive treatment of students by ASU administration and police when they dismantled their encampment last weekend.
The use of violence and institutional discipline to disrupt a peaceful student demonstration violates students' constitutionally protected rights to free speech and assembly on public property.
Were the actions taken by ASU appropriate?
They were very appropriate. Yes, they were very appropriate. They were in a place they were trespassing. They were warned to get out. And people did to them what they were doing to other people. If you don't like it, don't start it. And that's just exactly what happened. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for these people. And you've heard me speak for a long time about people's right to protest. I will support your rights to protest and express your rights under the First Amendment, even if I disagree with you. It's not just because I disagree with you. It's your entitled behavior. It's nonsense, and I think they just need to go away. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at 11:20 to catch you up on the headlines.
The latest job numbers may nudge the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates sooner rather than later.
Economists surveyed by Dow Jones were expecting 240,000 jobs to be generated last month. The actual number came in at 175,000, with the unemployment rate creeping up slightly to 3.9%. Some analysts think the Fed may rethink its decision to leave interest rates where they've been since last July.
Are you concerned by April's sluggish job numbers?
No, well, yes. I mean, I'm always concerned when you see this. The big shining star and the big saving grace of this economy has been the ability to get the work you needed. We set a record in March for the number of people doing what's called gig work. So that's the availability of extra employment has been the saving grace. If that goes away before inflation starts to dip, yeah, I am very, very concerned. But we knew this was going to happen. And if it does lower rates, maybe that's another silver lining.
Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richard joined the show to explain how independent and undeclared registered voters can get ready for the primary election in July.
All they have to do is they have to let us know whether they want a Republican ballot or a Democratic ballot. We just mailed out to everyone who's on the active early voting list, and you'll have in your mailbox a nice little card that just says, pick whether you want the Republican ballot or the Democratic ballot. All you have to do is mark it and then put it back in the mail, and you'll get that ballot when it's time.
In this day and age, you can't underestimate the importance of being an informed voter.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And if you're someone that is party non-declared, you do have to ask for a ballot if you vote early. If you're going to go to the polls like I do on Election Day or one of the early voting locations, you will simply request a Republican or a Democrat ballot. It's just that simple. So it is really a time that all of our input is necessary. And with the huge number, largest voting demographic in Maricopa County is independent or party non-declared voters. We're going to need your input. Make sure you get that card filled out if you get it in the mail, or get online to the county recorder and let them know which ballot you want if you're an early voter, and let's make sure your voice is heard. Great job this week, Julia. It's a very busy week. She did an excellent job as always.